Welcome to Inside the Newsroom, the Sentinel Records weekly podcast from the Razorback Camper Sales Studio that takes a closer look at news and sports in Garland County. The Arkansas School Safety Commission, originally formed in 2018, was recently reinstated after the school shooting in Uvalde, Texas. According to Arkansas.gov, Governor Asa Hutchinson has proposed making grants available for schools that need financial help to implement recommendations made recently by the commission. Although the commission's final report isn't due until October 1st, it released a preliminary report on August 1st containing a list of recommendations. The Sentinel Records' Brandon Smith, the primary reporter covering the commission, is here to offer his insight. Welcome, Brandon.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
So I guess the best place to start with would be, what can you tell me about the School Safety Commission and its recent reestablishment?
Yeah, well, basically, of course, back in 2018, Governor Hutchinson, this is right after the Parkland, Florida shooting, he signed an executive order forming the Safety Commission for the first time, and he appointed Dr. Cheryl May, who is the director of the University of Arkansas Systems Criminal Justice Institute, as chair of the commission. And then, towards the end of May this year, following the attack on Robb Elementary School in Uvalde, Texas, that's when he reformed it. And of course, Dr. May stayed as the chair and has 19 members on the committee. And so they reconvened to, you know, of course, it's obvious that it turned out to be a lot, you know, it wasn't a problem that's going away by no means. And so Hutchinson basically wanted to continue to fight it and try to find a way to stop this, you know, or hinder school shootings and, you know, just school violence in general.
So I understand that the School Safety Commission delivered its initial report on August 1st. So what can you tell me about that report?
It's Hutchinson and the Education Secretary, Johnny Key, along with Dr. May, they proposed a $50 million grant program for school districts to implement the recommendations, and which this year's commission, basically what they did was review the final report from the 2018 one, and then kind of provided an update on the school safety across Arkansas and all those schools. They did like an analysis on the safety of K-12 schools throughout the state, kind of specifically looking at the physical and mental health of students. That's been a kind of recurring theme this time around. They wanted to determine which findings and recommendations from the previous report had not been remediated and achieved, of course. And then identify new recommendations of the best practices for school safety developed since the last report. And basically that's, they were charged with, you know, having the final report in before or no later than October the 1st. But the recommendations thus far have been all school districts need to provide access to training in youth mental health first aid programs for all personnel to interact with students. So again, that mental health, that's one thing I've kind of learned through covering some of this, is that's really seemed like identifying that mental health issue in students has been the main theme. And all school districts should establish a behavioral threat assessment team. This was something that was discussed at length as far as, I know the Hot Springs Chief of Police, Chris Chapman, one thing that he promoted was not just having someone who, say, serves as principal or any other duties, you know, in the school to, you know, don't just have anyone to do that along with their other job, but have a dedicated person who does that, you know, who serves as the leader of that, you know, of the team, and have a team around him or her to take care of that. And
I understand that HSPD Chief Chapman is on the commission.
Right.
What has his role been in that?
Yeah, he's actually had a really active role in that. He is the chair of the subcommittee, the Intelligence and Communications Subcommittee. He's the chair of that, so he speaks a lot to that. Like, the one thing that he really promoted during this last meeting last week was communication throughout his career in the police force. Communication, he said, is the one thing that there's some sort of breakdown, no matter when or no matter what kind of training that they do. Every time, it seems, he said, you know, there's some sort of breakdown. And so he's been kind of touting that, and plus he's the layering aspect of having, you know, backup means of finding, you know, identifying those, you know, potential threats and kids with possible mental health problems that could lead to something like that. That's been another thing that's been really important to him.
And does this new reestablished school safety commission have kind of a different approach or focus than it did when it originally formed in 2018? Like, you might have already kind of touched on this, but how have the recommendations changed, and what kind of caused those changes?
Yeah, the main thing that I've got from it myself is just a more detailed, you know, more in-depth look at it, and not just a study of, you know, what causes school violence, but actually being more proactive in implementing. Little things I picked up on was like talking about the simple, you know, one of the recommendations that's been in, you know, enforced for forever, just having the doors locked, or making it, you know, hard for those outside to enter in. And lots of schools over the past few years have been lax and about, you know, maybe holding the door open for someone who's coming in with some stuff in their arms, you know. And it's those little things like that that they really warn that schools have to be careful for. You can't just, you know, it's really going to seem kind of strenuous, I guess, but everyone seemed in agreement that you got to really just take it 100% serious and not let down. But again, going back to the mental health aspect, the governor, he asked the committee, he said the most significant thing that we can do is perhaps the most difficult, and that is to pay attention to those subtle signs that a teen is troubled. And he said that in many of the recent school shootings, investigators discovered that suspects had delayed or displayed symptoms of mental health issues or a potential for violence. And, you know, the counselors or teachers either failed to notice or didn't know how to proceed if they did. And so the main focus has been catching that, you know, and making sure that that stop before it can actually come to fruition.
Inside the Newsroom is sponsored by Reiser Ford and Lincoln. On the hunt for a new truck or car, stop by 4201 Central Avenue in Hot Springs today, or call 501-525-0800 today for all your truck and car needs.
And with regard to kind of student mental health and observation of behavior, what has kind of been said specifically about, like, behavior potentially indicative of violence? Or
this really kind of hit home when there was one day, and you were going to ask about this, but there were different students from around the state who spoke, and there was one student who said, you know, there needs to be better health or mental health options available for the students. And He said, I think he was a student from Little Rock Southwest High School, and he said there is a problem for students going to mental health institutions and not getting the right help. And, you know, they end up just getting medications or talking to a therapist who was a drone, you know, were his words. And they go in there and they come back the exact same or even worse. Another student, a senior from Hamburg High School, she said that Hamburg had one school counselor and for like approximately 500 students. So, just the amount of help, you know, teachers available on campus or counselors was an issue for them. She said that she realized, you know, there's a budget when it comes to these types of things, but having more than one counselor for the entire high school is something that could really be of help. She said, let me find her quote here. She said, I feel like putting more mental health resources out there would definitely cause a big difference. And it would give people the opportunity to talk about things in a helpful manner without harming other people. Another student, I believe he was from Jonesboro, he said, for mental health options to be effective, the stigma, this was another thing that they kind of touched on, the stigma around asking for help needs to be addressed. So that's, there's so many different aspects, you know, ways of looking at this where it needs to be, you know, the students need to feel like they're not being, you know, singled out, and lots of students are, they don't want to draw attention to the fact that they have, you know, some things that are bothering them or whatever. And so there is, it's just a whole lot more detail this time around, the way they're kind of approaching everything.
You mentioned the commission's 2018 recommendation for a dedicated school safety coordinator at each campus. How has that been followed by schools around the state? I'm sure they're determining that right now.
Yeah, the last, from what I understand, there are, you know, some schools that have that, but most, for the most part, you know, the schools just don't have that right now. And there is a survey that's out to schools that should be coming in. I'm not for sure if it'll be in before tomorrow's meeting, but the last I heard, there's a survey that's out to schools right now that's checking on these types of things. So I'm not quite sure, but it's not something it's something they're definitely looking to address.
And kind of localizing it, especially since Police Chief Chapman is on the commission, how have schools in the Hot Springs area followed the commission's recommendations, and has Chapman kind of spearheaded anything locally?
I don't believe he's actually, like, there's two jurisdictions that he said, I met with him maybe a month ago, and he covers the Lakeside and Hot Springs school district. He, like, works in cooperation with their local police forces on campus. But I know, like, Lake Hamilton, for example, I met with their superintendent, Sean Hickenbotham, last week. And that, as you know, all the schools are well aware of, you know, what's going on with the commission and everything. And this has been a ongoing issue for years now. And one thing that Lake Hamilton is doing is with school starting for them next Monday this summer, they've been incorporating like a new numbering system for all their buildings and classrooms, from what I understand. I know the classrooms are each getting new door numbering just to make it a lot easier for in case of emergencies, you know, whether that be something like a school shooting and, you know, first responders are coming, and that ease of communicating, you know, ease of getting inside and knowing where to go is a big thing. And with, you know, he mentioned with adding on new buildings over the past, you know, few years, that it's kind of hard to keep the numbering system in a specific order, and but that's one thing that they were finishing up. And whether that, and that, that could even be for someone who, you know, gets hurt or has a some kind of, say, even a panic attack in class, and, you know, for someone to come and help them out, it just needs to be easier for them to be able to find them. That's one thing they're doing. Another thing was training. You know, training just seems to be it's something, you know, that's kind of always been in effect, but it's really being promoted more now than ever, like an ongoing training. They've decided to do like a monthly assessment all throughout campus with their program, their security team. And they actually got through doing a before school started or starts this next week. I think it was last week all their staff and teachers went through a security training, like a 4-hour thing one day. And so that's definitely one thing that, you know, they just want to be sure to instill. You know, they want everyone to be comfortable with what to do in situations, because throughout, you know, the conversations with the committee, the safety commission, it was pretty evident that at Uvalde that they weren't expecting, you know, they weren't really ready for a school shooting, and there were just several things that could have made the situation maybe perhaps better. I think door locks, from what I understand, they were really kind of lax on keeping doors locked. And so, yeah, they're just hoping to have everyone ready and, you know, kind of ready on go. That's a hard thing to do, but that's kind of where we're at today.
And you might have touched on this as well, but the proposed $50 million grant to kind of help out schools that can't find the funding for either a school safety coordinator or specialized counselors or other programs, things needed to kind of make sure that students are safe. What can you tell me about that very recently proposed kind of grant?
Yeah. It's for, of course, it will be for all the school districts to be able to implement whatever the committee's recommendations are after the final report. I know Governor Hutchinson said that he anticipates the funds will be used for, you know, many upgrades in security, you know, physical upgrades, to whether that be door locks or special glass on the windows, but he wants to be able to address the specific recommendations that come from the commission's report. Dr. May, she said there's not a single thing that a school can do to make that school safe, but it has to be a combination of a variety of things that represent all five subcommittees, and being labeled to layer those recommendations, you know, those safety measures, is really important, just as Chief Chapman has stated. And Education Secretary Johnny Key, he said, you know, the $50 million, it won't really cover all the layers needed by the school districts, but it will address some of them. So they're just trying to do what they can.
Well, I think that's about all the questions I had. Is there anything you'd like to add?
That's all I got there, I believe.
Well, thank you very much for coming on Inside the Newsroom and offering your insight.
Well, yes, my pleasure. I enjoyed it. Thank you.
This has been an episode of Inside the Newsroom from the Razorback Camper Sales Studio. New episodes are released every Thursday. Thank you for listening.